This is Ozarks at Large. Republic of the Marshall Islands President David Kabua visited Northwest Arkansas last weekend, hosted by Arkansas Marshallese Consul General Eldon Alec. The RMI president toured the area and addressed constituents at a traditional Marshallese gathering. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Hundreds of Marshallese gathered at Jones Center Community Park Saturday afternoon to both celebrate Manit, an annual cultural holiday, and a visit by Republic of the Marshall Islands President David Kabua, First Lady Ginger Kabua, and their entourage, who were running a little bit late. An all-male crew of volunteers grilled up a feast in a forested pavilion.
We do the barbecue for the people.
What are you barbecuing?
Chicken. And hot dog.
Manit is observed annually back in the Republic of the Marshall Islands, the last Friday of September, with oceanic canoe races, weaving competitions, ball games, and of course, music. The band Jebro entertained the crowd here, surrounded by various concessions, including Islander vendors, U.S. Army recruiters, local police, healthcare reps, and several Marshallese advocacy nonprofits.
My name is Matthew John, and I'm the media assistant at Marshallese Educational Initiative. I see a lot of our partners, and I see a lot of people from our local community, and it's amazing turnout, and I'm glad to see so many people out here today. Manit is celebrated because it's like so important to our heritage and our culture, and to pass it down to the youth from our elders is kind of like creating this chain reaction to keep our identity and our culture alive.
President Kabua finally arrived, was seated under a white tent with local Islander leaders, and the hour-long proceedings opened with the national anthem. Kabua delivered his speech to the crowd in Marshallese. His remarks also streamed live over local Marshallese radio. Dozens of vehicles filled the parking lot packed with Islanders tuned into the broadcast. President Kabua spoke about boosting U.S. entitlements to Marshallese migrants, an effort to renegotiate a U.S. RMI Compact of Free Association. Under the compact, Marshallese nationals are free to live and work in the U.S. without visas. In exchange, the U.S. maintains a strategic military base on the RMI. The original two-state compact, struck in 1986, traces back to U.S. Cold War nuclear weapons tests on the Marshalls that partially destroyed portions of the indigenous land base. The impoverished island nation is now at grave risk due to climate change-driven rising seas. Preceding his trip to Northwest Arkansas, President Kabua on September 20th raised these issues before the 77th session of the General Assembly of the United Nations in New York.
We value the United Nations as our primary international stage. But if the world does not adequately respond to the island nations, and as seas rise, then there is really no United Nations at all. For the Marshall Islands, our first and most threatened priority is to never cease to safeguard our nation's land, ocean, and maritime boundaries. And as seas are rising, and to ensure our communities have a safe, secure, and fully democratic sovereign future. My country the Marshall Islands, was ground zero for the testing of the 67 nuclear and thermonuclear weapons for 12 years. The exposure of our people and land has created impacts that have lasted and will last for generations. These impacts to our human rights, land, culture, health, and lives are burdens that no other country or nation should ever have to bear. While we have shared goals and strong partnership with the United States of America, we also have grave development challenges and essential needs to better assure present and future Marshallese generations of their growth and well-being. We welcome recent progress with the United States of America towards a renewed compact of free association, and with it, a targeted trust fund. It is vital that the legacy and contemporary challenges of nuclear impact testing be better addressed, and that climate change be addressed with the urgency and commitment it deserves, and that our voice as an equal partner is strengthened. We know that the United States stands tall for its renewed engagement with the Pacific Islands, and it is essential for all of us to ensure that words are met with actions.
After compact talks between the U.S. and RMI government this summer broke down, RMI President Kabua was recently invited to meet with the U.S. State Department's envoy for compact negotiations to restart talks. The existing 20-year compact expires next September. Marshallese first arrived in Springdale in the late 1980s in search of employment, health care, and education. More than 15,000 Marshallese have since settled in northwest Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.